Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Georgie and Haley with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, hazard reduction burns have been conducted by volunteer firefighters over the last 2 weeks as a limited window for managing fire risks has opened across South Queensland. Multiple fires in the southern and western downs have been brought under control in the past week as places like Toowoomba and Yeppoon have had reduction burns, as Queensland Rural Fire Service warns that dry and windy conditions bring elevated risk. South Queensland has received below average rainfall this year, with drought factors providing only a 2-week window for hazard reduction, described by QRFS Superintendent Sean Tooney as a, quote, knife's edge.
Queensland's only LGBTQ plus bookstore, Shelf Lovers, has opened a new store in Brisbane at the new Gender Health Australia Clinic. The former librarian, Kath Nerthen, established Shelf Lovers in July 2023. However, due to financial and family circumstances, Shelf Lovers' physical store closed in April 2025. Following the closure, Shelf Lovers continued to operate via online and pop-ups, providing access to LGBTQ plus books. However, after a conversation at a drag story time event, Shelf Lovers was able to reopen a pocket-sized store in Holland Park. The new pocket-sized Shelf Lovers is located inside the new Gender Health Australia Clinic. The multidisciplinary clinic operates from a renovated cottage in Holland Park, with Shelf Lovers opening on April 1st, 2026, with the community helping the small space out via a Kickstarter fundraising initiative.
In national news, the Australian government has confirmed deals with two companies to secure the supply of fertilizer imports amid the ongoing fuel crisis and shortages. The government is working with companies CSBB and Incitec Pivot to guarantee payment and manage financial risks associated with importing fertilizer from overseas. Australia currently imports two-thirds of its nitrogen fertilizer from the Middle East and has been impacted greatly by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The 250,000 tons of fertilizer secured from Indonesia last week will additionally cover 20% of the coming season's shortfall.
Bruce, a type of parrot also known as a kea, who has been missing his upper beak since he was found as a juvenile, has been using his lower beak to stab rivals and has risen to the top of the pecking order at Willowbank Nature Reserve by using the unique technique to assert his dominance. Bruce was undefeated in 36 competitive interactions recorded last year as a part of a 4-week study of the Circus of Kea, made up of 9 males and 3 females at Willowbank. The study, published in the journal Current Biology, found Bruce's dominance gave him priority access to enclosure feeders. He also received preening from a subordinate male kea and has the lowest levels of stress hormone metabolites among males. Study researchers claim it is the first instance of a disabled animal becoming an alpha through innovative behavior.
In international news, Donald Trump announced an extension to the ceasefire with Iran, which was originally set to expire tomorrow after a meeting with mediators from Pakistan on Tuesday. The extension is the latest in a series of abrupt reversals from the Trump administration, as hours before the announcement, Trump said he was opposed to lengthening the truce. Vice President J.D. Vance was scheduled for a trip to Pakistan to speak with the negotiators, but it has recently been canceled. Iranian officials condemned the U.S. naval blockade on the Strait of Hormuz and the country's other ports, which continue to persist amidst the ceasefire, making some experts and officials wary that it will keep Iran away from the negotiating table in Islamabad, with Iran's foreign minister calling the U.S. blockade an act of war.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.